With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
So, it's a brand new day?
A brand new day. Welcome, Gabe.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Me too. We're going to have fun talking about the theater and my new radio partner.
Well, let's move on and talk about some of the things that are going on. First, you'll be at Buffalo State talking about an icon of American film.
Mae West. I'll talk about Mae West. And I'm actually talking about her for her contributions to Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And a fascinating personality that in the 1930s, you know, she only made 9 films during that period, but is so heavily embedded in the culture. But I think people generally don't know that she wrote all of her own material, that she twice scored the highest box office advances in the history of the American theater. And yet, if you read theater texts, she's never mentioned. Her influence is huge. And so I'll be talking about that. It's a part of the college's Conversations in and Out of the Disciplines. It's in Ketchum Hall at 3 o'clock this Friday, Buffalo State. And it's free and open to the public. A little reception I'm promised after.
And so she's more than just the come up and see me sometime.
Which she also wrote, but yes, she is. She is a brilliant woman and a pioneer in the American theater.
And it's interesting that you're able to sort of go beyond this facade that everybody knows and dig deep about her and her life.
She was her own greatest creation, so yes, yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. And moving on, we have Porgy and Bess coming to Chase.
Porgy and Bess starting Tuesday. This is a big, luscious Broadway production. You may remember that Audra McDonald had done it on Broadway. This is a tour. I'm sure that the singer is also marvelous. You know, it's shorter than the original Porgy and Bess. People are asking, why now? And interesting to know that the Gershwin material will soon be coming into the public domain, so a lot of it is being repackaged. This is very accessible, but all of the familiar melodies from Porgy and Bess.
And did they change the story at all? It's just condensed.
No. And, of course, it ends sadly. It is, after all, opera. We love that.
Well, you have to have a sad ending.
Have to have a sad ending.
Right. And as long as they keep the iconic songs and the grain of the show itself.
No one is disappointed at this production. Yeah. Well, I guess Stephen Sondheim had his quibbles with it. But
very good. And then the next play we're going to talk about is Good People.
I love this play, David Lindsay Abaire, and I admire the Cavanocchi Theater for always going back to the challenging work coming out of the American theater. Good People is the story of a working-class woman from South Boston who has a child who has special needs and is now grown, and the woman could use some help. At the urging of friends, goes to the girl's father, who has escaped South Boston and is a physician. Good People at the Cavanocchi Theater. I thought this play, which did win a Tony for Frances McDormand, should have won a Tony for the script, which is wonderful.
And talk about why it didn't win the Tony.
Well, of course, they would give the Tony to a British play.
Okay.
Which is what frequently happens at the Tonys. We continue this love affair that goes back to colonial times with all things British in the American theater. If you've ever wondered about that peculiar sometimes R-E spelling when we spell nothing else that way in American English, it goes back to that Anglophilia and a sense that the theater is better. But you see a play like this or his other play, Rabbit Hole, which similarly did not win the Tony. You question that.
Let me ask you a rookie question. Is there a similar prejudice with regard to comedy versus more serious plays?
Oh, Tony Award? Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Serious drama, that goes back to antiquity, is held in much higher regard. It took a long time for the Greeks even to give a prize for comedy. There have been times when comic drama was highly prized. In the medieval period, that's a good long period of time when people liked their Bible stories to be funny. The French neoclassical period, when we get Molière, the 1930s and 40s, when writers like Noel Coward in Britain, Kaufman and Hart in the United States. But in general, we hold serious drama in higher regard. You see that even in the Oscars. It's very difficult for a comedy to break through for Best Picture or for a comic performance to win.
Mm-hmm. Something appealing, something appalling.
Something for everyone.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.